The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230, that's 821-1230, to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Good morning this Labor Day weekend. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I'm sure that you're gathered with your family or plan to at some point here over the weekend. It's a beautiful day here in Central Ohio, and get out and enjoy this weather while we can. It looks like it's going to be a great Sunday and a great Monday. At least we are not faced with the hurricane that they are faced with in the Gulf. And, you know, I guess we'll have to keep them in our thoughts to hope that New Orleans is spared this time. Today's show, we want to talk about several things, but primarily we're going to talk about a peer review system. And basically, it's a system to resolve conflicts, and there are several ways that you can resolve a conflict with your dentist or dental office. This is just one of them, and we'll hit on the others as well. But before we do that, I would like to mention a few things. One is, I want to thank everyone that came out last week and supported us at the second annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. We held that event at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. And we don't have the final tally yet, but it looks like we raised just over $1,300 for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And I guess the reason we don't know the exact tally is I think there's a person who needs to still pay, and there are some things that need to be returned that we didn't need, and so we will have the final tally here soon. For those of you that don't know or don't remember, we do this to support a patient of ours called Libby Turner. Libby is an adult Down syndrome, a person who happens to have Down syndrome. And every year, we have for a few years now, we form a team to walk in the Buddy Walk that's held this year. It's held September 28th, and it is at Crew Stadium. And we call our team Libby's Tooth Buds. And I think it'd be great if we could get some of my listeners to come out and join us or to donate to the cause in the name of Libby's Tooth Buds. And so, if you were to go to the website of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, and their website is www.dasandog.net. So that's www.dsaco.net. And of course, it stands for Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. That's where the letters come from. All right, so it's this year, Sunday, September 28th at Crew Stadium. And the purpose of this event is not only to raise money, but also in the hope that all participants will help spread the message that individuals with Down syndrome possess a wide range of abilities and are active participants in our community. And I think that's great. On walk day, registration starts at 9 a.m., and it goes until 1 p.m. Local celebrities, such as Andrea Cambron, Dino Tripodis, will host activities. And Arnett Howard will be there at 10 a.m. The walk will start. And Arnett Howard leads the walkers with a heartwarming trumpet call. Also, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio Buddy Walk Night with the crew takes place October 26th, so about a month after this Buddy Walk. At 5 p.m., the crew will be offering special to all Buddy Walk participants, family, and friends, with a portion of the proceeds being donated back to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. The kids will be able to interact with the crew players and be a part of the players' tunnel on the field. You can purchase these discounted tickets for $10 by contacting the office. All right, so remember, Libby's Tooth Buds is our team name. It would be great if you would come out and walk with us. And if you can't do that, if you go to the website and make a donation in the name of Libby's Tooth Buds, that would be very much appreciated. The other thing that I want to do today or this morning is, well, before I get too far along, let me tell you that Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, what percent of dentists offer oral conscious sedation? What percent of dentists do you think offers oral conscious sedation? And you can call in with your guesses to 821-1230, or you can send us an email to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. So your guesses are welcome, and also your phone calls are welcome if you have questions about the topic that we will be discussing here in a bit. Okay, now, I'd like to let people know that me and some of my staff members will be at the NBC4 Health and Lifestyle Expo. It's Saturday the 13th of September from 10 to 5, and Sunday, September 14th from 11 to 5 in Exhibit Hall C at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. And you can stop by. I mean, this is a health and lifestyle fair, which means there will be a lot of health screenings going on, free screenings going on. Now, my office, we have chosen not to do a free screening because it also is a lifestyle expo. And this has been going on for 6 years, and it's put on by NBC4. And, you know, what they're trying to do is working for a healthier Central Ohio and a healthier life and lifestyle. So it's free, by the way. You get in free. And what we're going to be doing is concentrating on cosmetics. We're going to be showing people how I do my trial smiles. We're going to show some before and afters, and we'll have literature. Because if you want to improve your lifestyle, if you want to improve your life, have a smile makeover done. I've seen it over and over and over, and I think of myself as the smile doctor, and that I change lives one smile at a time. It's very, very powerful. If you're looking to kickstart your love life, kickstart your life. If you just want to feel better about yourself, have more confidence, coming in and having us make over your smile is a great, great way to do it. And you'll have to see some of the befores and afters. So we will be in the, actually we're sponsoring the runway, the fashion runway. And I've been told that a couple of the runway models are going to actually be in our booth and helping us. So that ought to be fun, and we look forward to meeting you in person. So please stop by and say hello and tell me that you heard about it on the radio. That would be great. Another thing that I just wanted to mention, and I think it's a very neat program, and this was in an article that was in the Columbus Dispatch. It was August 29th, which is, I believe, 2 days ago. Yeah, it was 2 days ago. And it's the title of the story is Free Dental Care Can Roll On. Free Dental Care Can Roll On. And it was written by Rick Ruin. And talks about this bus that travels to city schools to treat students and how they've received a grant, a $450,000 grant, from given to Ohio State University, who runs this bus, by the way, from the Delta Dental Foundation. And so basically, the way this works is, and by the way, this bus has made 5,400 visits since this 40-foot bus began going to Columbus schools in 2005. It's provided about 17,000 procedures, and that's a quote from Kenneth Bean, director of the Ohio Project. Which is the office at Ohio State University that oversees this program. So this is a chance for children to receive regular dental care at no charge. All they have to do is bring us a slip from their parents saying that they are allowed to be seen. And all of the children are given the opportunity to be seen, and unfortunately, not a lot of the children, apparently, like in a 500-student school, only 25 slips come back signed, said Kevin Levings, the program's coordinator. And that's a little bit sad because, obviously, teeth are more important than that. You have to know that I believe that. teeth have a big, big impact on your overall health. And certainly, if a child develops rotten teeth in their front teeth especially, they're not going to be so willing to smile, they're not going to be outgoing, they're not going to want to interact with their friends, and it will change them. They will turn out to be a completely different person as an adult than they could have had they had a great smile. Not to mention the fact that if cavities go unchecked, toothaches occur, so now you have infections and pain. So for those of you parents listening out there, if you get one of these slips brought home by your child that says that your child can be seen by the dentist, please fill it out. Send it in. I hope that the bus can handle all, you know, any new business that they get, but it's certainly a good cause, and I almost hate to think that right here in Central Ohio, in a state that's relatively affluent, in an area that's affluent, that there are children that are not being taken to the dentist because either of funds or maybe lack of knowledge about how important it is. So, kudos to Ohio State University for having the program. Kudos to the Delta Dental Foundation, who donated the $450,000. And I think it's a great program. I love to see it go on. And if you still have the dispatch laying around, you should get it out. It's in the B section. And there's a photograph of a dental student and an assistant working on a child. Actually, it's Ashley Jones, 10-year-old. And it's kind of neat because the window in the background, you have to even look close to notice, it has windshield wipers on it. If you hadn't seen the windshield wipers, you wouldn't even realize it was a bus. A 40-foot bus is a pretty long bus, so this is kind of cool. Okay, now, let's make sure we have all of the housekeeping or things in order. And now remember, our number is 821-1230. So call in with your guesses to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And if you have questions or comments, call that number as well. It is a live call-in show. And you can email us questions at dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. So we welcome that. And the question of the day, if you already forgot, is what percent of dentists offer oral conscious sedation? Okay. Now, as I mentioned, today's topic is going to be dispute resolution. Specifically, we're going to talk about a program. Actually, I'm not going to tell you the name of the program yet, unless I already did. Let's think about it. When you have a problem, you have a problem with your dentist, something didn't go right, you're not happy, and you have to decide, well, what am I going to do to make things right? What am I going to do? How can I get them to make me happy, make me feel whole? Well, your choices are a few. You could send them a letter. You could call them. You could go in and talk to them. You could, call the dental board, I guess, or write a letter to the dental board. You could get an attorney. You could use the Better Business Bureau. Try that route. Or maybe there are other ways that I'm not even aware of right now. But there's one more that people tend not to know about, and it's called peer review. So, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the different ways that people can obtain resolution, and we'll get into all that and welcome your questions. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 here with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back. Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning, and thanks for joining me on this Labor Day weekend. Today we're talking about dispute resolution and the different avenues that are open to people if there's something that happens at their dental office that they are not happy with, whether it be the quality of the care, the color of a crown, maybe there's a financial issue, anything that you can think of that you might need help with. Let's talk about those choices. Now, I mentioned that primarily today we're going to be talking about a system called peer review, but let's talk about some of the other avenues first. So let's say you go to your dentist and something doesn't seem right. Something that was done didn't last as long as it should have. Like I said, you don't like the color of a crown or something, and you would think that your dentist would just redo it if you said, I don't like the color. I do. Some offices have you sign the chart that says you like the color the day you get it, and then if you come back later and say, I don't like it after all, I've heard, at least, that they'll say, you know, kind of like, that's tough because you already signed it and we have to charge you. But that aside, as I said, your choices are, you could try the Better Business Bureau. And I don't know, I mean, the Better Business Bureau is great, but I don't know that most people check with the Better Business Bureau before finding a dentist. Some do, but most don't, and so I'm not sure the Better Business Bureau has the oomph that you might be looking for. Certainly, dental offices are independent businesses, and they want to have good records, good standing in the community. But and keep in mind, obviously, people would use the Better Business Bureau because that is a free option. Costs nothing to file a complaint with them. And other things that then you could do, as I mentioned, one would be to call the State Dental Board. Now, something that, and we had a administrative director, I believe, of the State Dental Board, Miss Lily Wright, who's an attorney, on the show a month or two ago. And one of the things that came out in that discussion is that the Dental Board is looking out for the public. They're looking out for you. However, one of the things that they don't do is work to resolve financial disputes. So if your dispute is strictly financial, you think that you were told it was going to cost $500 and the bill came at $550 and you don't want to pay that other $50, the Dental Board will not help you with that. And of course, when you do use the Dental Board, it is a free service. And it does take a little bit of time, but it is a free service. But keep in mind, the result of that is strictly the Dental Board looking out, looking at the dentist and the whatever was done, trying to decide if it met the standard of care. And they may have met the standard of care, for example, that example I gave of the tooth, the crown that you don't like the color of. If that dentist can show the Dental Board that you signed the chart saying you like the color, then the Dental Board will simply say, I'm sorry, but there is nothing we can do in this case. Doesn't mean that they wouldn't, you know, feel for you or anything. It just means that their protocol is they look to the standard of care. They see that the dentist did a crown for a fee that he said he was going to charge. He seated the crown. You signed the chart that says you like the color, and now you changed your mind, and you would still be left with this crown that you don't like, and you've paid for, and no help from the Dental Board. Excuse me. So, okay, so then after that, now obviously I think the first thing that you should do is call the dental office. Or write them a letter and say, you know I signed the chart, but I still don't like the color of this crown, and see if you can't work it out. I think more often than not, you would be able to, and that's the way to do it. I know that I have a make-it-right policy. If somebody's unhappy with something that I've done, I make it right. It doesn't matter if you've signed the chart saying you like it, you've changed your mind, that's all it takes for me to be willing to redo it. But I understand from talking to folks that I'm a little bit rare, a little bit of a rare breed in that regard. So, then there is another, and of course you could get an attorney. Well, you know, why do we even use the Better Business Bureau to begin with? I think we use it because it's a free service. And, you know, we don't want to spend any more money than we have to. We're already disputing a cost, and if we have to incur more expense to get the $50, if that's what it is, then pretty soon we're just, you know, behind the eight ball. You spend more money than it's going to get you back in return. And so oftentimes, the court system or an attorney is not a viable option. Well, there is one more option that is not very well known out there. I'm not sure why, but it is called peer review. Now, peer review is administered by the local dental societies or the state dental societies. It's not a government agency. It is not run by the ADA, so it's not even a national program. Not all areas of the country have it, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. I know several do. And so if you have this dispute and you're looking for a way to solve it, you can then ask your local dental society or your state dental society. In Columbus, it's called the Columbus Dental Society. And we also have the Ohio Dental Association, which actually administers this program. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about it, well, a lot more about it, and help you understand the system, how you go about getting your dispute resolved using the peer review system. So here, you're listening to Talk 1230 WYTS here on Labor Day weekend with Dr. Kvitko.
Make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Talk 1230 WYTS, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and you are listening to WYTS, and we are talking about dental dispute resolutions, the things that you can do if you have a dispute with your dentist or dental office. Now, today's question of the day, which isn't really related, but you'll understand that we're going to be doing this topic down the road, maybe even we'll get to it later today, but the question of the day is, what percent of dentists offer oral conscious sedation? And during the break, we had a couple emails come through. Teresa sent in an email guess of 20%, and Jalen sent one of 31%. So thank you for those guesses. Neither of them are correct, unfortunately, but keep them coming. And don't forget, you can call us also at 821-1230. All right. Before I forget also, I want you to know that this show and all of the other shows that we've done are available by podcast at www.talk1230wyts.com. So what you do is you go there, click on the On Air button. If you actually don't click on it, you hold your mouse over it, a drop-down box appears. Close to the bottom is the word Dr. Kvitko. Click on that. Takes you to my page. Once you're there, in blue letters underneath the smiling teeth is the word, or are the words. Click here to go to podcast page. So if you click there, takes you to the podcast page, and what you'll see is a choice. You'll have your choice of any of the previous shows, including this one today, about 15 to 30 minutes after we go off the air. And you just left-click on the word listen, and the show starts to play. Nothing special to do, nothing to download. Just click and listen. So that's pretty cool, and you can also copy that and paste it into an email and send it to a friend. All right, so be sure to do that if there's something that previous show that you missed and want to get yourself caught up. All right, now, contacted the American Dental Association, and here are their comments. It says, even in the best dentist-patient relationship, a problem may occur. First, they suggest that you discuss any concerns that you have with your dentist. Many, many times, this will help clear up the matter. If you're still not pleased, it says to contact your state or local dental association. Local dental societies have established a dispute resolution system called peer review to help resolve the occasional disagreement about dental treatment. Peer review provides an impartial and easily accessible means for resolving misunderstandings regarding the appropriateness or quality of care and, in certain instances, about the fees charged for dental treatment. It says that a peer review committee will attempt to mediate the problems. They will meet to discuss the case and may examine clinical records, talk to the dentist and patient, and you, the patient, and when indicated, arrange for a clinical exam. Okay? So you're getting another dentist to look at your mouth or look at your crown or whatever it is that you're unhappy about. And keeping in mind, this will also deal with financial disputes. Okay? And the dental board does not. Okay, now, I found this kind of interesting, and because we have just found out that John McCain has selected Sarah Palin to be his running mate, and so I thought it was kind of neat that we have a quote or from the Alaska Dental Society. I went there to their website and got a comment from them, and here's their description. It says, because Sarah Palin is from Alaska, I'm sorry if you didn't already know that. Peer review is an informal process conducted by members of the Alaska Dental Society in which a problem or dispute can be resolved through either mediation or a peer review committee review. It says, peer review is not a court of law, it's not an adversarial proceeding, nor is it a punitive action hearing. When the Alaska Dental Society receives a completed request for peer review, the local peer review committee is notified, and a member of the local committee contacts you or the patient. Unless directed otherwise, mediation will be scheduled. If mediation is unsuccessful, full panel arbitration will be conducted. This process may include an examination of the patient and separate interviews with the patient and the dentist who provided the treatment in question. So, you know, mediation is, I think, always great if you can do it. It's not adversarial. It's not he said, she said. It's just a chance to hear both sides. And it's people that, they're dentists, but they're disinterested third parties. Maybe they have an interest, and their interest is to keep the profession, the reputation of the profession, solid. As a dentist, I don't want other dentists out there doing things that tarnish the image of all dentists. And so, you know, I applaud this effort, and I think it's a great system. And so anyway, that's what Alaska has to say, or the Alaskan Dental Society has to say about it. Now, the Michigan Dental Association, and I'm not sure why we would care about that, being that it's football season, but no, I have friends that went to Michigan, one of my hygienists did. Anyway, what they say about peer review is that it maintains high dental standards, and I think that's what I was talking about. It aids in mediation efforts, meets the needs of the public regarding the quality and appropriateness of dental care, and it assists parties in avoiding litigation. And we talked about that. Litigation is expensive. You can't be sure you're going to win. You may go through all of that, spend all the money on the attorneys, and still lose. And then what do you do? So a lot of times, it's best to take these other avenues, mediation, peer review, because I think if you've already lost your case in a court of law, I think it would be you'd be very hard-pressed to win it in peer review or mediation, especially if the other side knew about that. On the other hand, if you go through peer review, which is not a legal proceeding, I think the door is still open that if you don't like the answer, you could probably still sue, although I would wonder why you would want to if a disinterested third-party dentist or dentist had reviewed your case and sided with the dentist. You probably should assume at that point that so will the courts. So, you know, keep that in mind. And keep in mind that dentists want happy patients. You know, we want to do what's right for patients, and we want our colleagues to do the same. Now, we have, here's a quote from the Michigan State Dental Association. Oh, I'm sorry, this was in request to a question that we posed, which is there a fee? The answer is no. Peer review is a free service provided in this case by the Michigan Dental Association and the local/specialty dental societies. If dental records, such as x-rays, need to be taken by the review committee in order to properly review the treatment in question, costs for these records may be charged to the patient. And when we come back after this break, we'll talk a little bit about how much time it takes and who's actually doing the reviewing, what their qualifications are. So remember our question of the day, what percent of dentists provide oral conscious sedation? Call in with your guesses at 821-1230. You are listening to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kvitko.
You know I can't smile without you.
Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry but were too numb to ask. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful Labor Day weekend. And do appreciate you getting up and being here with us. We are live in the studio, and we're taking your calls. Also, speaking of that, during the break, Tina called in a guest to our answer or the question of the day of 48%, and that was her answer. So the question of the day, for those of you that don't remember, is what percent of dentists offer oral sedation to their patients? Okay. Actually, Tina's guess is a little bit low still, so keep your guesses coming. And remember, you can send us your guess or a question to Dentally Speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com also. All right, so talking about peer review, basically dispute resolution, and the ways that you can go about that, we have a couple more comments from different... Well, we were talking about the fact that it's a free service. I mean, think about that. The chance to have another dentist that you don't have to consider even switching to. You just take your complaint to the local dental society, call them up, write them a letter, or ask them how you go about lodging a complaint or that you'd like help in mediating a amenable resolution, and they will instruct you on what to do. But the question is it what is the cost? The answer was it was free. The next question, unless of course x-rays or something have to be taken, the next question we posed to this case, the Michigan State Dental Association, was how much time will peer review take? Like, how long is it going to take for me to know if I've gotten satisfaction? Their answer is, this is difficult to predict. It depends on the type of complaint and how cooperative all involved parties are. Also, the peer review system relies on volunteer dental reviewers who receive no remuneration for their services. These volunteers are taking time out of their personal and professional lives to serve on the peer review committees. Now, peer review committees, just so that you know, a dentist to be on that committee or to be one of the reviewers has to have at least 5 years of experience. They have to be out of dental school for at least 5 years before they can even qualify to be on that committee. And I think that's good because you have to have lived it a little bit to know what's possible and what's not. And sometimes people have unrealistic expectations of certain procedures that we do as dentists. I know that one of the more common disputes is from or centers around dentures. And people tend to, I believe, expect too much out of their dentures. They expect that they're going to be a totally perfect replacement for the natural teeth that they've just had removed, and they will give them perfect ability to eat and, you know, smile and speak and everything that teeth do for us. And sometimes that's not the case. In fact, phonetics are a lot different with a denture. The tongue, in order to make certain sounds, positions itself a certain distance from the back of our front teeth. And when you put a denture in there, there's now a thickness of plastic. There has to be, because there has to be something to hold these teeth in. And that's something that didn't used to be there. So speech is a little tough at first. And it would be very easy to quickly blame the dentist and think that he had some measurement off because you're having trouble to speak in speaking, just like me. Anyway, other things that seem to be common reasons would be crowns. As I mentioned, the color, it can be shape, it could be the translucency. How translucent are they? Do they look chalky? Do they look alive? Do they look fake? Do they look like they should be in your face, in your head? Do they match your the rest of your appearance? It could be somebody who has a filling and their tooth is tender, stays tender for whatever reason. Actually, there are ways of solving that. Sometimes it's people get upset about periodontal disease that they are now told that they have, and they wonder why they weren't told sooner. The reality is a lot of dentists mark this down. They mark down the state of your gums and bone and tissues, and your hygienist, I'm sure, is telling you to brush better, floss better, and they say that for a reason, because they know you'll get periodontal disease if you don't. But then when a person does succumb to that, they're a little surprised and fingers start to get pointed and they wonder why their dentist didn't sit them down and hit them over the head a little harder with the toothbrush than they had. So those kinds of things. I guess it could be, you know, we talked about cost, we talked about anywhere from, you know, you have this agreement, you think you have an agreement. I know I've had an instance where a patient misunderstood what we were telling them, and a little surprised that their treatment did not include, I guess, a partial. And it's very simple for us to sit down and say, all right, here are your cavities, this is what you need, this is what we found, this will get you healthy, and then have a person think we're talking about a whole makeover or something, and we're just talking about getting them healthy. So, but usually, if you talk to the dental office about that, it can be resolved. I know it can be at my office. We are running up against a break. We're going to talk a little more about this. We have some comments from the Indiana Dental Association when we return. You are listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230. with Dr. Kvitko. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. And we've been talking today about dispute resolutions, how you go about getting help that you need if you have a dispute with your dentist or dental office, and the different avenues that are available to you. However, today we are concentrating on one, the one called peer review. And the Indiana Dental Association, when we contacted them, here's what they say. They suggest that you bring your issue to the attention of the dentist. The dentist or office manager should be able to address your issue. Simply bring it to the practitioner's attention by calling the office. And of course, I suggested that earlier. That's what I would want you guys to do for me, if I were your dentist. If you do not wish to discuss the dispute or, quote, confront the dentist, send your complaint in writing. Certified mail or by fax will guarantee receipt. When you contact the dentist, make sure you are prepared to discuss, one, the involved date of service or treatment date, the dollar amount in dispute, your issue, and an outcome that will make you happy. By contacting the dentist with your issue before going through other grievance processes, you will likely resolve your issue quickly. And I think that's true. But let's go back to that last one that they mentioned. I think that's an interesting one. You need to let the office know what's an outcome that will make you happy. And I think sometimes people leave that out. They just lodge a complaint with no mention of, here's what I'd like to see happen. Now, I do typically ask my comment to them, if I do have somebody with a concern, is, what is it that you would like to see happen? I ask people that when they call over the weekend with a toothache. John, what were you looking for when you picked up the phone? Meaning, did he want me to leave what I'm doing and come to the office now? Is he looking for just an appointment on Monday? Is he looking for some kind of pain control? Whatever it is, I think it's important that what we have on our mind, that we relay it to the dentist or the office manager. Because sometimes, you know, if you're being reasonable, that's all it really takes. You know, you've done it before with your credit card company. They charged a finance charge maybe that they should not have in your mind, and you call, you want a lower interest rate, and if they do that for you when you call, you're happy, you hang up happy, and they get to keep you as a client. And of course, that's what my goal is whenever there is a dispute, is I want to make my patients happy so that they stay patients. I'm in business to do dentistry, not in business to not do dentistry, so it just makes sense. I do think that people should have a realistic expectation. For example, you wouldn't want to, let's say you had a bunch of dental work done. Let's say you had $6,000 worth of dental work done, crowns, and for some reason you don't like them. Well, what you want as an outcome, I would hope, is you would like them corrected. You would like them maybe a different color or maybe a different shape. I wouldn't think it'd be realistic to ask the dentist to write you a check for $6,000 because you have been walking around with these crowns. They are functioning. You're able to speak. You're chewing. You're smiling. And even though you may not like them 100%, the dentist did do some work. So be realistic in your expectations about what is an amenable outcome. Feel free to contact your dental society, and here in Columbus, it's called the Columbus Dental Society or the Ohio Dental Association. If you would like to use the peer review system, I believe it's a very good system. It'll get you a relatively timely result, but keep in mind the most timely result is talking to the dental office. Just pick up the phone and talk. It's what I like to do. I guess it's like what I do best, which is why I talk on the radio. And so keep in mind that it is available, and it's a great thing to do. Oh, before I go, that's right, run out of time. Got to give the answer to the question of the day. Sorry about that. We had one guess over the break. It was Heather at 75%. The answer to the question of the day is 64% of dentists offer oral conscious sedation. So, hey, that's a pretty good number. And we're going to talk in a future show about conscious sedation, the advantages of it, and why so many dentists are doing it. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and be back here next Sunday at 9 a.m. Goodbye.